Back here on Tiger Talk on 1410 KGRM. We're live here at Grinnell Sporting Goods talking with Grinnell Activities Director Chris Kaufman, the debut of Tiger Talk. We want to bring in our host, Eric Reese, here at Grinnell Sporting Goods. Thanks a lot for having us here, Eric, and I hope you had a good holiday and ready to go for the last part of winter. It's cold outside.
Thanks for holding your radio show here. The winter has been good. The holidays were good. We're looking forward to spring sports. Good luck to all the basketball teams and wrestlers yet. And we're looking forward to spring.
That you probably are always thinking a season ahead. Like you're probably thinking winter and fall, and now you're thinking spring now. So you're thinking now to soccer and to baseball and softball season.
That's correct. We're hopefully taking orders for baseball, uniforms, the custom stuff that gets started in around October. By the time baseball, softball, the spring sports start, we're already into the football season for orders.
So he's always a season ahead of you folks. So, but you have plenty of Tiger apparel here. You got Grinnell College apparel here. So if people want to stock up and show their Tiger pride, you can come on here to Grinnell Sporting Goods. And I love the selection of New Era hats. Those are my favorite hats.
Correct. We do on the Grinnell Tigers, we do our own custom screen printing. So most everything in here is stuff that we do. If we don't have it, we can make one up for you. The New Era is a licensed product, so we order that in. But we try to keep the best selection that we can.
And you're a Cardinal fan, so but you still sell Cubs stuff.
We do have Cubs. We do have Cubs stuff here. Yes.
Well, there's tons of stuff here. I'm like we're set up right here, right behind the basketball hoops, and there's tons of other stuff from ASICS over here as well. So, and the best part about it is it's not just about sporting goods, but the embroidery, the custom embroidery for shirts. If maybe people have events or things, and you want to do or screen printing a T-shirt, I mean, you can do that. Like family reunions, for instance, a lot of people probably like to do that during the summer.
Correct. Yes, it doesn't have to be just athletics. It can be business. It can be fun. It's whatever you want. We do our own printing here. We do our own logos. If you have your logo, we can take that, put it on a shirt, a hat, a hoodie, embroidery, screen print, whatever it is you need.
Very good. Eric, thanks a lot for having us down here, and go Tigers, go Cardinals.
Thank you, Chris.
That's St. Louis Cardinals, not Newton Cardinals. thanks, Eric Reeves from Grinnell Sporting Goods. By the way, Noah is doing a great job. Young Noah as our new producer up at the radio station. So he's producing all of our Grinnell Tiger games on the radio, and he's doing a fantastic job. So thanks, Eric. We're here on Tiger Talk with Chris Kaufman, Activities Director. I had a question from a Tiger fan. We'll just put it as that. He is interested about the direction, the future direction of Grinnell Athletics. And I know there's some people that are concerned about the football team and had a disappointing year, but wants to see success and nothing but success for all of our sports teams and how they move forward. I think there's some excitement with everything, but there's also a concern. You don't want quality to dip down. How does this team continue to maintain a level of excellence, not just in football, but in all sports, and keep things moving forward and try to keep getting better moving forward in terms of its competition and its play?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's I've lost a lot of sleep over trying to figure out how we can build, how we can develop. I think right now we have to work with what we have and the fact of development. One of the things that we've incorporated is a off-season lifting program, and I think that's helping get all of our kids in off-season lifting. We're going to try to work on getting some of the younger levels and had some conversation about how we can incorporate some kind of lifting for middle school age kids, and that's really age appropriate body lifting weight of that part, so we're not talking Olympic style lifting, we're talking more body weight stuff. But how we can develop those, I think the other thing is how I develop and how I work with our coaches to get them better, and not better as in they're bad, just better as in develop. And I think as I'm working on next year and some things, one of the things, you know, to address them is, you know, what can you do? Can you challenge our coaches to improve? What's the next step for you to be better? What's the next step that you need to have? What can I do to offer? Because I think the better coaching that we have, the better response, the better productivity we get from our athletes. But it's just continuous, you know, it's never satisfied.
I think the players need to continue to strive to do the best they can, but I think the coaches also need to strive to do the best they possibly can. And I'm not implying that they're not, but I'm saying there's always room for improvement. You always have – there's always work to be done.
Right, and it's a community of effort. It's a fact that, you know, we need community help. We need support. We need a lot of different aspects working together to make this as great as what people want. So, you know, it's just not, we're not at the college level where, you know, someone has a bad season, you fire them and hire somebody else. You know, that's not how any high school program works. It's about development, about getting better. What can we do? And, you know, can you bring somebody in? Can you send them to a clinic? Can you know, what do you need to do to help? And it's going to take all of our coaches working together to help. And you know, it's going to take some support from our athletes. The athletes have to commit. I think the commit level from a lot of them has not been as high as what it probably should be. Now, is that because some of the sports have not won what they want? I don't necessarily know, but they really need to be committed about things. And then on that, when you ask that, is, you know, like we mentioned a little bit earlier, are we asking too much from them? Are we taking our athletes and going too thin with them so they can't commit and can't be totally, you know, involved in a program? But there's a fine line with that, and how do we work with that? How do we work together to develop? But you know, it's something that, you know, the question is, you know, I asked myself that before anybody else probably even thought that, and I was working on that before even, you know, took over. But how do we continue to make ourselves better? And I think a lot of times we compare ourselves to other communities, which is great, but we are not other communities, and we have to figure out what we can do here. And
I think everybody comparing them to Pella.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. You know, that's just a different situation. The success that they've had, you know, the money that they've, you know, I was toured their team room that they have for football, which has batting cages in it and storage and all this, that started out just as any other program of they were going to remodel what they currently had, and some parents got together and Booster Club got together, and a year and a half later, a $900,000 building was put up. So, you know, to get those things, that takes a lot of money, and you know, it's
not quite there here. I mean, yeah. it's you compare us to Pella, it's like comparing apples to oranges.
It is, and it's unfortunate because it, you know, Pella has evolved over the years, and you know, you ride that up and down roller coaster of when your sports are well and doing really good, and sometimes they don't. And unfortunately, right now for some of ours, it isn't where we want them to be, and we have to figure out what we can do. And I think the other thing when we look at, there's a lot of good athletes right now in our middle school, and how can we develop them to become even better and really work as a team and help? But goods and bads, you know, I'll be honest, we have a lot of kids that participate in AAU and different things, and that's all great for development, but I think we got to figure out how we can develop our community kids and get more people involved, and so we don't lose people, and participation numbers get those up, and which is, you know, one of my goals I have, so...
You have a vacancy at girls track, of course, with John Dayton deciding to retire. That was right at the end of the fall. What's your status on getting a new girls track head coach with practice starting less than a month away?
Yeah, John did a fantastic job for many years. There probably isn't anybody who was more passionate for their sport than he was. And I don't know if you'll ever find anybody that probably can have that passion and all the time, you know, that he put into it. But to move on from that, we have to, you know, see what we can do. And we're in a situation right now where we're interviewing some and trying to move on forward. And timing really probably wasn't the best for us when it happened. I would much rather had it done after last season, had more time to really advertise and work and figure out and tie it to a teaching position. But that's not capable right now. So what can we do? And that's where we are right now. We have, like I said, we have some interviews going on. And hopefully within a week or two, we'll be able to get a decision and move forward and get the girls going, because practice will start soon.
Right. How are the tennis courts doing? What's their status? How far are you away from finishing, because you got spring sports coming up, and I'm sure those tennis kids want to play on the new courts.
Yeah, fingers are crossed. Tennis courts will be done by the start of the actual competition time. But we ran into some issues with the poles and the fence, and that's kind of threw everything behind. And it's not where it needed to be at this point of the year. So get some warm weather. Hopefully, the spring they'll be able to put the final coats on, paint it, line it, put the windscreen on, nets up, and they'll be able to go by the beginning of April when their competition starts. But in the meantime, Manats has been really good. They oversaw the whole project and worked with them. They were the contractor, but some of the subcontractors kind of caused some issues. But Manats is really working with us and helping us with our old courts, putting up some fence that blew down and replacing that. So we at least have a place to practice here in March when it gets started.
Let's take our final break, and we have time to squeeze in a call before we get out of here at 2 o'clock. We're live here at Grinnell Sporting Goods. It's the debut of Tiger Talk here on 1410 KGRM. Back after this.
Your morning routine has been so routine. Wake up.